All right, Rav Osai, good morning. Let us begin, or let us continue. So we left off. We are still our third shiur in Os Nun Hei, in Reb Tzadik, in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So we were, the Rebbe was introducing to us the idea yesterday that the key to spiritual success is the avoidance of Zechira. Is the avoidance of Shichacha, is Zechira. The ability to remember. Because often when we forget, specifically when we forget in an emotional capacity, although we may know certain things intellectually, if we don't know them to be true emotionally, it is easy to forget them. And so the goal is to create a perpetual awareness, a Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, a God awareness, a perpetual awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam, a perpetual awareness of my obligations in this world, a perpetual awareness of Torah and Mitzvot. So here, the Rebbe is sharing a story of the Gemara Maseches Menachos. And the Gemara is telling us where we left off in the middle. It's on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, in the footnote Kuf Chaf Tes. So the story of the individual who was incredibly vigilant with the mitzvah of tzitzis, but apparently was also an exceptionally immoral individual. And the Gemara relates how he heard about a particular zona, a particular prostitute overseas, charge an exorbitant amount of money, pay up front, and he goes ahead and he arranges a visit with her. So we left off in the middle. And what happens? Kishegiyaz Mano, the Yashav Ala Pesach, when he came, and he came to her home, and he was waiting by the entranceway. Nichnasa Shivchasava Amrala. So her attendant, right, the Zona's attendant, came in and said to her, Osa Adam Shashigar Lech Dalad Meo Zuhuvim Bav Yashav Ala Pesach. That man who made his appointment with you and prepaid, right, and went ahead and paid the money, the exorbitant fee ahead of time, is here waiting outside. Amra he kanes. So the Zona said to her attendant, tell the man that he could come in. Nichnas, hitzia lo zayin mitos sheish shal kesef va'achas shal zav, ubin kol achas va'achas sulam shal kesef ve'alyona shal zav. So she arranged for him, apparently she had a very, very elaborate setup. So the Gemara says, literally, again, seven beds of silver, one bed of gold. In between each bed was a ladder made of silver, and the upper ladder made of gold. A very beautiful and elaborate setup. Also, the Yoshua al-Gabe al-Yona, Kishiruma, va'af hu ala leishiv arum kinegda. And the Zona perched herself on the upper bed, and the man made his way to the upper bed as well. So as the man is undressing to do the Maisa Aveira, Ba'u Dalid Tzitziosav V'tafchu lo Alpanav. So as he's undressing, he's taking off his tzitzis, and the tzitzis slapped him in the face. You know, as sometimes happens when you take off your tzitzis, right? You get hit in the face. He got hit in the face with his tzitzis. Nishmat V'yashav Al-Gabe Karka. So what happens? He descended from the bed, and he sat down on the ground. Now the Zona was incredibly intrigued. What just happened over here? They didn't commit the Maisa Avera, right? They didn't go ahead and do anything. And suddenly, again, seemingly out of nowhere, this man just leaves the bed. He goes ahead and he sits on the ground. She sits next to him. Listen to this. Amrlo, Gapo Shalromi, Shini Manichasa, Ad Shetomer Li Ma Mum Ra'isabi. So she says to him, she assumed that he found something repulsive about her. So she said to him, tell me, what happened? What is it? What is it that you saw that was so repulsive about me? So he says, Amar la, ha'avoda shalora isi isha yafe kemosa. The man said, no, I have never seen a woman as beautiful as you. Ella, mitzvah achos tzivanu Hashem Elokeinu v'tzitzis shma. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a mitzvah, and the name of that mitzvah is Tzitzis Uksivba, and it says by that mitzvah, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shtei Pa'amim. And by the mitzvah of Tzitzis, it says, I am Hashem your God two times. Ani Hu Sha'asid Lipara, V'ani Hu Sha'asid Shalim Schar. I am God who will exact retribution for your misdeeds, and I am God who will reward you for your mitzvahs. Sha'achshav Nidmu Alai Kedalet Eidim. And these four tzitzis that I wear are now like four witnesses. They're four witnesses. They're four witnesses that are about to see what I'm going to do. And when I realize that there are four witnesses who are going to see what I'm about to do, I realize that as beautiful as you are and as much as I desire you, I can't go through it. So listen to this. Listen to how the story ends. Amar lo, so the Zona was so overwhelmed by this man. So she says to him, Eini manichecha ad shetomer li mashmecha. So she said to him, I'm not letting you leave here until you tell me what's your name. Because I guess apparently in this industry, you don't necessarily share your identity. Right? So she said to him, I'm not letting you leave until you tell me your name. Listen to this. Umashim ircha, where do you come from? Umashim rabcha, who's your rabbi? Who's your rabbi? Tell me who's your rabbi? Umashim midrashcha, sha'at lamed batora. What base medrash do you learn in? She was so overwhelmed and impressed by the piety of this individual that she needed to know who he was and where he came from. So what happened? She goes ahead and he writes down the address. He gives her all the information and he leaves. Now, I want to tell you how the Gemara actually ends. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, So again, they don't quote this part of the Gemara in the footnote. Let's have the Gemara ends. Amda v'chilka kol mechasa. The Zona was so inspired by this encounter that she becomes a balas tshuva, and she decides to give up her immoral lifestyle. She was a very, very successful woman, so she goes ahead and she sells off all of her possessions. Amda v'chilka kol mechasa. Shlish l'malchus. She divided her wealth into three parts. One part she gave to the government, one part she gave to the poor, and one third she retained for herself. What happened? So one thing she did not give away. The one thing she didn't give away were the sheets. Matzos are literally sheets. The sheets which she had prepared for her encounter with this particular Jew, with this particular man. So it turns out that the man's Rebbe was Rebbe Chia. She comes to the base mention of Rebbe Chia. Amar lo Rebbe, tziva alai ve'asuni giyores. So she shows her the base mention of Rebbe Chia. She says, Rebbe, convert me. I'd like to make you convert me. Amar lo biti, shema inecha nasata be'echa min atamidim. So Rebbe Chia is like, again, I don't know if he knew who this woman was or not. But Rabbi Chia says, tell me, is it possible maybe you're interested in a young man and that's why you're here? Right? In other words, you're just showing up, cold calling that you want to convert. Maybe you have your eyes set on someone. Kasav miyada, excuse me, hotzia ksav miyada, venasna lo. So she said, I do. And she took out the piece of paper with the name of this man who came to visit her. Amar lo. So I say, this is actually not our discussion, but there's a whole discussion here, al tilchus geirus, right? Because she's pretty explicit in saying, yeah, I am here to convert because effectively I've fallen in love with one of your Talmidim who just inspired me. I'm sorry, I forgot to mute everyone. You would think I know how to, should know how to do this already. Good. So she's like, yeah, I fell in love with her. So just al tilchos geiros is an interesting discussion over because generally we don't allow for conversion for external motivations. But again, we'll leave that for the side. So what happens? She takes out the little petek. She takes out the little piece of paper with this Talmud's name on it. And Rabbi Chia, apparently, obviously the Gemara doesn't go into it, but he must have spoken with her, must have gone through things with her, and was so impressed by this young woman that ultimately, again, tells her, Amar lo, l'chi zichi b'mikcheg. So he converts her, and apparently he's the Masadr Kiddushin. Right? He marries off this Talmud to this woman. O son matzo she'etzia lo be'iser, he'etzia lo be'heter. And those very sheets that ultimately, again, were going to be used for Isser, can now be used beheter, can now be used in the building of a marriage, in the building of a home. We'll say that's the end of the story. Why does Reb Tzadik bring up this story? Because we'll say, now go back up to the top of Tzidkas HaTzadik. We'll just have to do one piece and I'll have to stop for today. Teda, the Rebbe writes, Teda, so therefore know, Shemitzvas Tzitzis, Huliskor Al Yadam Mitzvas Hashem. Because what's the whole point of Tzitzis? What's the whole din of Tzitzis? Is to remember the mitzvos. Va'amru zal, b'maisa de talmid shezachar al yedei hatzitzis, v'sham hayamezid v'yodea, rak sha'amdu hatzitzis negdo shenizchadish lo haschira, Rak mina moach lelev. So we'll say, we'll have to go into this more on Monday. But Reb Tzadik says it's like this. What happened with the tzitzis over here? So the tzitzis slapped him in his face, and he remembered Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he remembered Torah, and he remembered mitzvos, and he said, those four tzitzis, those are the four edim, those are the four witnesses that are going to testify about what I've done and what I haven't done after 120. So what happened over here? So Tzadik says, what do you think? That he didn't know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs before the tzitzis slapped him in the face? So Tzadik says, of course he knew. But where did he know it? Where did he know it? He knew it in his mind. He knew it in his moach. He knew it in his intellect. But he forgot about it in his lave. He forgot about it in his heart. And as Reb Tzadik explains, things that you know intellectually, you could know and ignore. But things that you know emotionally become part and inform the way you live each and every day. So Reb Tzadik says, when the tzitzis smacked him in the face, what that did was, it took the knowledge which until this, or this awareness, which until this point in time was purely intellectual, and it made it emotional. Suddenly again there was an emotional awareness. And you can even see, by the way, the reaction. Right? You all say, it's interesting. He doesn't like grab his clothing and run out. What does he do? What does he do? He sits on the ground. What does sitting on the ground represent? When you hear about sitting, what does it represent? Avelos. Avelos. There was that moment of, What am I doing? What am I doing? How could it be that I just spent an exorbitant amount of money, traveled by sea to do a Maisa Avera? What is happening over here? You see, if it was just an intellectual awakening, okay, grab your clothing, get out of here, let's go. Sorry, big mistake, I apologize for wasting your time. Maybe I can get a refund. He's Jewish, right? Then I get a refund, you know, and go. But like Lamaisa, the sitting on the floor, the avelos, the mourning, what just happened over here? So Reb Tzadik says, you see from here the power of mitzvahs. That the power of mitzvahs, again, we'll discuss this more on Monday, but the power of mitzvahs have this ability to take that which we know intellectually and to create an emotional awareness. And the power of emotional awareness is, you could live in perpetual contradiction to what you know to be true intellectually. But the moment you know something emotionally is the moment that it shapes and informs the way that you live. Rabbi, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem with Osnun Hay tomorrow, on Monday.